Tara Burke is a Ryerson University professor that teaches sustainable fashion within her courses. Teaching students about sustainable fashion is the natural way of growth in the fashion industry, and Ryerson has been teaching their students this for a long time.
It is something we can't ignore. Fashion has been unsustainable for quite a long time. It is a contributing factor to a lot of the environmental issues we are facing, and it really does have no choice but to change at this point. So going forward, it really makes sense that everything should be following a sustainable model. We definitely seen growth. I think in almost every course we do see sustainability show up as a popular topic, whether it's in a pattern drafting class or a capstone or a fourth year collection. I'm currently teaching an international marketing class, and multiple students are taking sustainable focuses on their final projects.
I asked Burke what happens after people have purchased fast fashion clothing items and what we can do to change this.
We do find, on average, I think in Canada, we throw away about 17 kilograms of textiles per year. And they are finding that fast fashion tends to reside in someone's closet an average of about 3 months. A lot of it's getting donated, which is great, except the fact that most of the donations are getting bailed up and sold by the pound, and only about 15% gets resold here within the country. The big fast fashion companies, realistically, the main issue is they're driving over consumption. Until they address the levels of consumption that they're driving, it does not matter how many environmental programs they bring in, because they're still producing more clothing at unethical prices. Realistically, these companies aren't going to change until they're forced to. And the biggest thing for consumers to remember is you vote with your wallet. And it's not enough to just not shop at them. You have to stop shopping, and you have to go and post online, communicate with them, and let them know, I love your clothing, I would love to buy it, but I cannot do it until you make these changes.
Burke also talked about the effects that social media has on our consumer culture, and the changes that we are seeing as a result to those developments.
Part of what happened with fast fashion, a lot of it was encouraged by sharing their shopping blitzes. So the wide adoption of fast fashion was really encouraged by social media and people posting their haul. Look at all the things I bought. We do see social media driving over consumption. So we see the big H&M, Zara, all these companies online, they are pushing consumption. They do push green and sustainable messages, but they don't address the fact that they are still pushing over consumption. So social media is now also becoming a great platform to share information to try and educate the consumer, but there's a lot of noise. So how do you break through the noise on social media?
Burke said that she does not think social media has impacted fast fashion companies much yet, but they are beginning to hear the people speak about them wanting to make a change. We still have a way to go, but what can we do about it now?
One of the big things I push with my students is, what can you do? The trick to sustainability is you can't be everything. You can't be perfect. So it's taking one small step to start. After that, it's taking another step. It could be as simple as buying quality clothing that lasts more than 1 year. Saving up and buying things that you know are going to last. Not buying fibers that are blended, because those can't be recycled and they're not biodegradable. Something as simple as not buying stretch in your jeans. Once they're stretch in jeans, they're no longer, you can't even shred them. They can't be recycled into anything. So finding those small things that you're willing to do and making those decisions, and then taking a step further every year, every few months, and improving upon it. That's how we're going to have a more sustainable and responsible lifestyle. The millennials, in my opinion, are going to be the biggest impact on sustainability, because they do care about ethics, they do care about sustainability, they do care about where their products are from, and they care about what the brand stands for. They are one of the largest big consumer groups coming up, and they are willing to not play by the rules. They're willing to do it the way they want. So in my opinion, I think we're going to see the biggest amount of change as the millennial moves into their buying power.
This is Mira Nabulsi reporting for Double Tap Sustainable Fashion.